Okay, we're talking to Wilcox Scarborough Jr. He is the son of one of the original two owners of WTMA. Mr. Scarborough, thank you so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome.
How old were you when WTMA went on the air back in 1939? Do you remember?
I really think I was a senior in high school, which would have made me about 15, 16 years old. I remember my father used to pick me up from Charleston High School and take me home, and he came by one afternoon. He was waiting in his car, and I came out to get in the car, and he said, "Son," said, "I want you to listen to the signal of the new radio station that we've purchased and going to put on the air." So he turned on the radio and got a signal, and he said, "That's WTMA, and where tourists meet always." And so I said, "Well, that's fine." And
so your father really didn't say too much about the radio station until it was actually on the air testing the signal, huh?
Yes. I think what interested my father was the fact that so many insurance companies looked into radio stations and television stations. Liberty Life, for example, in Greenville, they owned a radio station, and then they owned the first TV station, and then they bought stations throughout the country. And it's a situation for a lot of insurance companies. So I think my father got the idea from one of his friends in the insurance business. And my father was partners with Mr. Jesse Alvin. Mr. Alvin was a 50% owner in the Atlantic Coast Life Insurance Company, which insurance company that my father and Mr. Alvin started back in 1925.
So what'd you think about your father owning a radio station?
Well, my father was a fella that was always down the road ahead of everybody else. He was a fella that was always looking for opportunities, and he was very friendly, and we went to association meetings, and he knew a lot of people in the insurance business, and I'm sure that he kind of got the idea from them, and he started the radio station. He hired a fellow from the newspaper. They started off in 39, and then World War II came along, and the manager of the station, he got called into the service. He was a Citadel graduate, and he was a commissioned officer, and he got called, and that left a void in the management of the station, and it was difficult to hire people, and the newspaper came out, and they wanted to buy the station, so my father sold the station to the newspaper company.
He didn't own it very long, did he?
Well, I would think he might have owned it maybe a year or a year and a half, something like that.
Did you get a chance to go to the radio station very often?
I went there off and on. The first studio was up there, north of Hampton Park, right on the edge of the marsh, and they had a radio tower up there. Seemed like the marsh was a good place to have it. And my father had several people who worked for the radio station that were friends of his. The one name that I can think of was a fellow named Ben Hutto. He was an announcer on the station. Then they had several other real announcers that announced the news, and they had the news on the hour. I remember that was something that they came out with. And I think that if the war hadn't come along and the manager of the station hadn't been called, I think my dad would have maybe tried to stay with it a little longer. But anyway.
All right, Mr. Scarborough, thank you so much for sharing some memories of your father and the time at WTMA. These are priceless.
Okay, you're welcome.
Listening night and day. Stay tuned to WTMA.